So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. My next guest has her own radio program. She is involved with angel healing. Oh my goodness. How does it get any better than that? So I'd like to introduce you all to Claire Candy Huff. Welcome, Claire Candy Huff.
Thank you, Erica. Thank you for having me on your program. It's an honor to be here and to share the inspiration and the joy and the passion and the enthusiasm of Angel Healing House with you and your listeners.
How did you choose the name Candy?
Actually, my mother chose that name. I was born in 1955, and in that year, there was a very popular model, and her name was Candy. Her name was Candy Jones, and was very attractive.
Nice.
And my mother liked the name Candy, and she named me after that. And it's been a lovely and a fun name to have.
I know, because it's fun to say angel and candy in the same sentence.
It is.
You just don't get to do that every single day. So tell me a little bit about your connectivity with angels and when you knew that and how that happened for you.
Well, I didn't have much of a connectivity with angels between the ages of about 9 and 47. Now, I must preface this by saying when I was born, I was seeing angelic beings. I was seeing angels and fairies around my crib. I was seeing visions, although it wasn't supported in my household. And I always thought of myself as abnormal. I did have a near-death experience at 5 years old, which bolstered this belief inside of myself. But it wasn't supported at all, and so I shut myself down at the age of 9, and I shut down my spirituality, and the light inside of me went out because of this, and was reawakened at the age of 47 when I had an angelic walk-in experience. So it was really the former soul who was in the body that was seeing those visions, and she shut down her light, and she chose to exit her contract early by choosing to walk out of the body and for an advanced spiritual soul to walk in. And that's what happened on January 11th of 2003, when I, Angel Ariel, who is in the body now, walked in to take over the responsibilities and the life of Claire Candy. She was not Claire Candy Huff at that stage. She was Claire Candy by a different last name. And her whole world changed. My whole world changed as well. And that's when the connection started, because I am part of an angelic family who call themselves, I don't call them this, they call themselves the Posse of Angels. And the Posse of Angels are with me in every single second. I am one of this angelic family. And my mission here is to help people to connect to the divine inside of themselves and to live from that light. Because once we live from that light, then our lives become very clear, very radiant, and we're able to see very, very clearly all that we need to see in our lives, and that's what's been my guiding light since January 11th of 2003, and that's when I established Angel Healing House.
Tell me a little bit about how this energy works in healing, and how this has kind of turned into a healing practice in your life.
Okay, so what I was drawn to. When I first discovered that about my angelic walk-in experience was there were so many references around me to Reiki, and which is energy healing, And so I very quickly got my master teacher's degree in these healing disciplines. And from there, I knew that I was merely the conduit. I had transcended all my karma as Angel Ariel, and there were no more blocks. There were no more blocks or issues to stop from this divine energy and me being the facilitator for it to easily help other people with their energies and clearing blocks with inside of them. So one of the greatest things that I discovered, Erica, was that I am not the healer. Nobody is a healer because I've stated a long time ago that I won't put healer on anything that I do because I'm not doing the healing. If the client is willing and fully open to receive, they will contract with God for the healing to take place. I am merely the conduit, the channel, or the facilitator for the client to receive the grace of God's healing. And the more I let go to deciding or expecting where the energy was meant to go, the more I was not attached to that and just opened myself, because it's impossible to know what another soul truly needs. That's a contract between God and the client. And so when I let go and I surrendered, then I started to experience miracle healings in my practice.
That's so counterintuitive. I like it.
Yes, it is. Because a lot of times my clients have crossed over and there's no failure in death, and sometimes a physical death, because sometimes that therein lies the healing that the person needed, and they needed to cross over then for so many different reasons. And so I've attuned so many master teachers in my 14 years and taught many, nice. Many Reiki practitioners. And one of the most things, the most important things that keeps us humble is that we don't teach anybody anything, you know?
I've often
stated that I do not teach anyone anything, as we all incarnate a spirit into physical form with all the knowledge and wisdom inside of ourselves that we will ever need. Wow. I lovingly help clients to reconnect to their wisdom inside, their divine eternal nature, in order for them to remember their magnificence, their beauty, and their power. And then they don't have to rely on any spiritual teacher.
Exactly.
Because they are the spiritual teacher.
So I have to interrupt you because we're getting close to the end. Can you tell me, just let our audience know about your latest book, and then where they can find it and where they can find you.
Absolutely. My latest book is my autobiography, and it's called I Am an Angelic Walk-In. It tells the story of how Angel Ariel came down to Earth to help the former Claire Candy and to go up to God with honors as I came into her body on January 11, 2003, and how I met my beloved twin flame. 14 years ago, we met on a Saturday, and 5 days later, he asked to marry me, and we are two halves of the same whole. So if you like to get this book or the prequel to it, which is One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, you can go to my website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And you can see my services. You can see my other book based on my near-death experience, and that's called Angels of Faith as well. That was my first book. So lots of wonderful things going on.
Thank you so much. Thank you for coming, and thank you for your time today, and thank you for all your angel healing energy.
Thank you, Erica.
Yeah.